This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, a scary game last night in the WNBA. Caitlin Clark, her first home game in more than 9 months. It was supposed to be really exciting, get her back. She went down early. She crumbled to the floor early in the third quarter and collided with her leg in a shot attempt. So then she limped toward the bench and walked off the injury, it looked like. It ended up being a flagrant one call on Dallas forward Alana Smith. Caitlin Clark said after the game, "I feel good. I just landed on my kneecap really hard. I know there's a committee of people that really wanted the refs to start calling things, and I thought they did a great job of that. Honestly, I thought the refs were great, and it's preseason, so you're probably going to see more fouls." So, scary moment there after Caitlin Clark was hurt last year and missed, you know, a good chunk of the season. So, it was just preseason game at this point. So, there's a little WNBA news there for you, Michael. Big 12 news here. Big 12 aims to grow league-wide revenue with private capital deal, according to ESPN News Services. Big 12 just approved a five-year agreement with Redbird Capital Partners, becoming the first conference in major college sports to strike a league-wide private capital deal. Multiple people with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press on Thursday. Ooh, I want to get your thoughts on this. This is a good idea, Mike. So, Redbird will provide the Big 12 with a $12.5 million capital infusion, help create more commercial revenue for the conference. The league's 16 schools also will have access to up to $30 million each, a line of credit that would have to be paid back with a double-digit interest rate over time. It's unclear right now how many of the schools would consider taking the money, but that kind of cash could help universities boost payouts in football and men's basketball and potentially compete with the Big Ten. We kind of saw this with Utah on the football team, where they just kind of they got somebody to back them and basically gave them an infusion of cash, but they're going to have to pay that back. If you take the line of credit, the $30 million each, with a double-digit interest rate over time, now they're getting $12.5 million of capital infusion to help create more commercial revenue for the conference. What do you think of this, Mike?
This all sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
It's a huge risk, especially the double-digit interest rate.
If you take the 30.
Who the hell had this idea?
Double-digit interest rate.
Wow, this is a dumb idea.
Yeah. I don't know if any of the schools will take that. I'll just not take the line of credit. I don't want the $30 million. I'll take the 12.5. Yes. I don't know, man.
Well, we need to give Coach Prime a raise.
Well, that's what they're going to use the 12.5 for. But if you're really in a hole, you could take the 30 now and then hope that it really helps you grow and make that money back, because that's a heck of an interest.
Maybe they're looking at all the kids who aren't going to school because they've overcharged kids for college, and they're going, we have to make money somewhere else rather than cutting spending.
Yeah.
I know. Let's partner with someone who's going to rip us off.
As I mentioned, Utah has their own deal. They're in the Big 12, but they became the first school to land a private equity deal just with the school when they signed with Otro Capital. The Big 10 negotiated with UC Investments for months before the deal fell apart because of opposition from Michigan and USC, and the SEC had been working with investment banker Goldman Sachs to explore potential partnerships despite pushback from league president and chancellors. Whoo! I don't know, man. When I read that, I'm like, okay, good news for today, bad news for tomorrow.
Sounds like the NIL situation isn't going to be the worst thing happening to college football.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a wild story. Go Pokes, my question is, who has the authority to accept the Redbird money? The president, the athletic director?
I bet it's somewhere between the president and the athletic director. And if they're very prideful in their program, they're going to accept it. So if you're in Oklahoma, the first thing I thought of was Oklahoma. Because I know Oklahoma is going to do something stupid. They have to win.
Well, and yeah, if you take it, you better win quickly. That I don't know, man. That doesn't seem like a great idea.
Oklahoma State's in dire straits too. They're going to need.
They haven't been really playing in the NIL world that long because Gundy wasn't into that. So they could use an infusion of cash. Doesn't seem like a good thing, does it?
This is I don't like this idea, but hey guys, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Prove me right. You're the Big 12. I don't like you.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, man. It's a slippery slope. Yeah, true. Go Poke says if you think your job's on the line, it could be very tempting. Well, yeah, if you're the athletic director and you're like on the hot seat, then yeah, make the decision, work with the president, bring that money in, and then you either succeed and you're going to stay there long term, or you fail, but yeah, it's not out of your money. It's not, you don't have to pay it back.
Yeah,
so that's why I think it's probably going to be a president. It's got to be the president that makes that decision. I don't think the athletic director should get the authority for that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I also feel like with all this extra money, there's probably going to be ways that it's going to be misused slash, embezzled.
Probably, yeah. Getting a lot of money, I'm sure it's going to be misused.
This is just another bad idea that these schools are coming up with. Rather than being responsible with their money.
Yeah, that's... I don't think it's a great idea, but it's just where we are now. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. We've got about a little less than an hour, Michael, to put the finishing touches on the Nugget season, because we're going to review the movie The Natural. Michael and I, and we're going to bring special guests in to do this with us. So this week we're going to have the dude down the hall, and Mike Dancing with Himself is going to join us. And I don't know, it might rotate. We might bring different people in if they've seen the movie.
So four co-hosts every Friday? Oh, sorry, three co-hosts and you?
Two co-hosts and then you're a producer and then me, leader of everything.
So you're
board
op. I'll be the co-host and then two guests?
You're board op. You press the buttons.
Co-host.
You're already going to screw up the rating system. You already don't like the rating system. So
what are you talking about? I love the rating
start
system.
Start it, cut it, or start it, bench it, cut it. That's it. You're wanting to add a bunch of other things to make it complicated. You're wanting to be like Adam Silver and make this thing really complicated. Oh, but I liked it. I'll send it to the minors. And you're like wanting to throw in a bunch of those little bullet points. You got three.
Sometimes you do have to send it to the minors because they're a valuable player, but they're just not ready to follow the rules of your main organization.
Are you going to follow the rules of this, or do we have to silence you?
I'm just saying, like, you know, there are players who are
you're going to have to follow the rules.
They're too good to be
Michael,
on the Eagles.
Follow the rules.
But you want them.
You're going to have to follow the rules. I know it's going to be tough for you, but those are the rules. I didn't want to add like 15 different categories so you could just say, well, I liked it, but it wasn't great. It is, boom, gut reaction, starter, bencher, or cut it. That's it. If you start the movie, that means it's a go-to. It has now become one of your favorite sports movies. If you bench it, it's a fine movie. It's okay. But probably not one of those top ones, but it's fine. It's a decent story. And if you cut it, yikes, you did not like the movie. No go. Not watching it again.
Okay, so what if we did this? We did football, hockey, basketball, baseball, soccer. Whereas football is the greatest, and soccer, if you watch it, it's not a real movie.
What are you talking about?
We rate it like we watch a sports movie, and it's like the football of movies. It's just
no.
Really
we've
great.
Already created the rating system. It's stop. You are Adam Silver. I'm going to start calling you Adam Silver.
But fatter with hair.
Because you're trying to overcomplicate a very, very simple thing. A very simple movie review idea. And you're trying to complicate it. So now I'm concerned about adding you in on this.
You don't need to be concerned about your co-host.
You aren't a co-host because you can't even follow simple rules. You create your own little world, your own little spider web of delusion back there.
Like Spider-Man.
No, you're not Spider-Man. If you were a superhero, you would be Aquaman. Like, you'd be Aquaman in the city.
I can't swim.
You can't.
So I'm not Aquaman.
You're useless because Aquaman's not really useful outside of the water. So you're Aquaman.
I'd be the one that I made up when I was a kid. I'd be Lego Man.
Why does that not surprise me that you made up
a I made superhero? Up two of them. I was Sportsman and I was Lego Man.
The hell is Sportsman?
He had a bunch of balls and he would like throw them at people, I guess.
You said made this up as a kid. This is something you worked on last week, right?
No, I was a kid when I made this up.
Starting to wonder. Did you draw pictures?
No. No, it was just recess, and you know, one would be like, "I'm Wolverine," and "I'm Gambit," because one of the guys was a huge fan of Gambit, and everybody loved Wolverine, and I was
What's
like, "I'm going to be different. I'm Lego Man."
Of course, you said that.
Yeah, and they'd be like, "I threw a card charged with electric energy at you," and I'm like, "Nope, built myself really quickly, so yeah, it went through me."
That
boom
is weird. Is this with Jimmy?
Yeah, he was one of them.
He was one of the superheroes.
David was the big fan of Gambit, though.
Travis, the new guy, says Mike would be Spider Pig from The Simpsons if he was a superhero.
I mean, I do like bacon, but I'm not going to eat myself.
This is going to be a terrible idea, isn't it? Faith, he's Dew Man, LOL, with a Mountain Dew helmet.
I did. We were talking about Mountain Dew this morning when she was on.
Yeah, Faith was part of the wine review.
She was one and nine. Did we talk about that on the air, Faith? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Off the
That air. Was fun, though, listening to you guys. First Fantasy text line is 888-530-0043. I was listening during the break to a Michael Malone clip after. I don't remember what it was. It was during a playoff series, and they got beat pretty badly, and Malone was pissed. You know, he wasn't taking offense from the questions coming at him. He was just saying, we didn't show pride tonight. You know, none of our guys showed pride. And I said, speak up if you disagree, and nobody did. And Adelman has been the opposite. He's, you don't think we compete? We're competitive? You don't think we competed? What are you talking about? We're not making shots. David Adelman, your team lost to a Minnesota Timberwolves team without their star player, without several other key players. And Denver, yeah, you were without Aaron Gordon, and I get that's a loss, but it's not even close to what Minnesota lost. And all you can really harp on is the fact that, you know, we're still competitive. We just missed shots. No, it wasn't just missing shots. Yes, there were plenty of those. It's also shot selection. I showed you the Christian Brown clip during the break, Michael. Is that because of a missed shot? He's in the paint. Joker finds him in the paint. Nobody's there, but he's too afraid that Rudy Gobert is going to turn around and block his shot that he won't just put up a little floater shot.
Yeah, he just kind of cowardly ran away.
And that's shooting? Like that, we haven't been scoring like we used to. Well, it's also because of your shot selection. Should Tim Hardaway Jr. be running down the floor before you've even set your action yet and just launch it when he has a hand in his face? He got fouled on a corner three last night, missed it, but it was a terrible shot. He had plenty of time on the shot clock, and he just launches it. He was contested. Now, the guy ended up fouling him, so you got to the free throw line. But that was a bad shot. So you're
Did
telling
he miss
me
the free throws?
No, he made all three of them. But you're telling me that it's all about production, and you know you're just not making the shots that you used to. Or is it sometimes you would rely on some crazy shots to be made when they weren't probably the smartest shot to be made? I tweeted this out last night. I want a coach that coaches Joker doesn't just depend on Joker. That's what I feel is happening right now. Is you're not, it, everything goes through Jokic and Jamal too. Like, there's times when we'll see an entire 24-second shot clock go, and Joker and Jamal are the only ones to touch the ball. And it's fine when it's working, but it's hard to get other people involved. It's hard to run different plays and actions when that's all you're doing. I just didn't see enough creativity. I didn't, you know, Jonas, I thought, provided some valuable minutes in Game 5. He played 3 minutes in Game 6. Or if he played 4 minutes in Game 6. I didn't get his rotations a lot. They confused me. And I didn't love throughout the season how he was using Joker. You know, he tried to put his stamp on how to play his minutes and everything, and I think he wanted to stagger more. I didn't like that either. You know, for 5 minutes left in the first, you're pulling Joker, and then you started him sometimes in the second and then pulled him again. It was very simple with Malone, and it was a knock, but it was also simple enough where you knew what you were going to get. With David Adelman, you have no clue on any given night who's going to throw out there. And I get part of that was because of the injuries. And he should be applauded for how he handled, was that November when, you know, everyone was getting hurt? Was it November or December? I think it was December. Yes, he had that moment, those moments where he really rose to the occasion and he coached his butt off when all these players were hurt. And I thought, man, David Adelman's really good, but it's what you do in the postseason. The regular season, sure. George Karl, ask him about the regular season. He was phenomenal in the regular season, and they got bounced in the first round all the time. I do think it's got to start with the coach, but I also don't know if you put Malone or Chris Finch. If Chris Finch is the coach of the Nuggets today, are they still in the series? If you just could swap the two coaches. David Adelman's the coach of the Timberwolves. Chris Finch is the coach of the Nuggets. Is that a difference? And I'm going to say this. I actually think yes. If Chris Finch was coaching the Nuggets, I think they would have won last night. I'm not putting it all on David Adelman. I know Joker disagrees. It's not on Adelman. It's not on him to rebound. It's not on him to make shots. And they weren't. They weren't rebounding well. They weren't making shots. But I thought Adelman was babying this team throughout the series. And I thought Chris Finch said, hey, I was pissed after game one because I told the guys, you lied to me. You said you were going to turn it around once the playoffs started. You lied to me. So we lit their ass up. And what'd they do? They got smoked in the first quarter and then calmed right the hell down and came out and won game two, which might have been the swing. That game right there might have been the one that really knocked the Nuggets back was the second quarter of game two when you were up by 19. And Minnesota came all the way back, and it was tied going into the half. I do think a different coach would have got more out of this team. So that, you know, if you're going to move on from Adelman, who would you, and I keep seeing people say Dan Hurley. Watch, you want a guy with fire, Michael. You'd get it from Dan Hurley. I don't know about that.
If you're the GM, the owner. You moving on?
From Adelman?
Yeah, you moving on?
Yeah.
But if you're Brady Hull,
yeah,
you moving on?
Both. Yes.
So you think he should be fired?
I think you should move on. Yeah.
No year two.
No.
Okay, so basically your franchise now is Jokic. Because you kind of got to clear house.
You got to try to clear house. I think you got to try to move Jamal Murray. I'm at that point. I'm at that point, Mike. Because it's not working anymore. It worked 1 year. That was 2023. You don't want to be with Golden State and Milwaukee. Like, they won their title and then it just slowly deteriorated. You got to press the reset button on everybody but Joker. And obviously you can't move Christian Brown. So everybody else has got to be up in the air. I would try to keep Peyton Watson. If I can move some dollars around, I'm trying to keep Peyton Watson. Let's see. I might re-sign Tim Hardaway Jr. I mean, what was he, 2.3 mil? If I could re-sign him, I would. I have issues with him sometimes, but he was good. He was a candidate for Sixth Man of the Year. Jonas Valanciunas might just be gone. He's got one more year. He's got the 10 mil. And you're still stuck in the Zeke Nagy contract. Wow. You're still got that this upcoming year, and he's got a player option in 27-28. Who did, was that? That was Calvin Booth, right? Signed that? That was terrible. Yes, I'm moving on from David Adelman, and I'm doing an actual job search. Go Poke says, would Hurley headbutt Joker? Listen, after what I saw with Adelman in this series, you know, like I always say this when we have an election for the president, we always go the complete opposite way. So you go, you get George Bush, and then we go completely over here to Barack Obama, and then, oh, we go to, now we're going to Donald Trump, and then we go all the way back over here to, you know, it's just, you see that? And I felt like that last night watching the Nuggets, like, I don't want a guy that's going to baby this team. And then suddenly people were tweeting at me saying Dan Hurley, and I'm like, I'm not even a Dan Hurley fan, but maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Todd Golden's name's coming up out of Florida. Lonster's on the First Advantage Hotline. What's happening, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Brady?
You know, Lonster, I'm okay.
Yeah, after last night. No, I tell you what, after listening to that last night, Denver act like they were just scared of Minnesota.
Sure seemed like it, man. There was not a lot of really fight did. There.
Yeah, and you know, one player I'm surprised they didn't put in is David Roddy.
Well, I think with his contract, he can't. It was a two-way contract, so I actually don't think, because when we talked to him a week ago, he didn't fully on tell us that, but I don't think he was actually part of the activated roster.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I would sure like to see him get on the team next year.
Yeah, he'd be fun. Yeah,
I think he would. I think he would help the Joker into some of these other players a little bit.
Maybe he's got something else left in that tank, and he can prove to be a pretty good player still in this league, and not just a jump-around guy.
Yeah, just like go from here, one team to another, and it's like, hey, where am I going to stop at here, you know?
Yeah, I'd be curious. There's just some moves Denver's got to make, and I just they can't run this back. They can't run this same group back.
They can't. No, they need a coach in there that can get the – no, Adelman, he just don't have any excitement into him at all.
Tom Thibodeau's another name I keep hearing. He'd be interesting. He's got a little feist in him. Mike Inouye's another name. He's a Timberwolves assistant, but also he was a Nuggets assistant too. There's a lot of guys there. I think I'm going to be shocked if Denver goes another year with Adelman. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if they give him another year. I mean, I'd say no. I think he proved that he just can't handle it. You know?
Yeah, maybe so. Lonster, appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, have a good weekend, and hey, good luck on your movie thing there.
Oh yeah, it's coming up about 30 minutes.
Well, I'm going to be at work, but I'll be thinking of you guys.
All right, man. Appreciate you, dude. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Yes, Michael.
I want that coach that's Mike Inouye.
Look, I'm just saying, I think he's got something.
I knew you were going to go there.
Might be his name.
Because I always think, what would a toddler respond with? And then I'm like, yep. So I knew that was coming. I like his name, so I like him. 28 minutes after the hour. Let's take a couple of texts here. You said, Chris, yes, Nuggets two-man game stinks. Very vanilla and boring. Nuggets used to not be boring. It used to be, like, innovative. Faith says, I don't think Adelman's Nuggets lifeline is very long. I'd be shocked. I think I would actually be shocked if he keeps his job for next year. But we'll see. We might know soon. 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back.
Avalanche in the playoffs is no small thing. Just how far will they go? Hear Avs games and coverage on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right. On top. It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky. Tricky. Tricky.
All right, welcome back into The Whole Show. Glad you guys could be with us here. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. We got a lot coming in. He said, Chris, I asked earlier, what's up with Kerr and Golden State? Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like they're all extremely excited about going forward. And I think with Kerr, it's probably time to move on. And now a lot of people are knocking the idea of bringing Steve Kerr over here. Because, well, Brady, he won and he had the best shooter ever, Stephen Curry, and they only won four titles out of that. How many have the Nuggets won and they have the best player on the planet? One? It doesn't compute to me. Like, get a good coach that comes in and can coach superstars. So I don't really want to hear the whole, well, he had Steph Curry, and he only had four. He had four titles. They won four. Mark Jackson was the head coach for the Golden State Warriors when they were just a playoff team. Steve Kerr was the one who got him over the hump. And now, does he still have that ability? I don't know. But if your argument is, well, yeah, he was a good coach because he had Steph Curry, well, then what do you think he would do with Nikola Jokic? I mean, he created that death lineup, too, with, like, starting Draymond Green, the way it was the Splash Brothers and Draymond. I mean, and you know, bringing in Andre Iguodala, too. You remember him, Mike. He's one of your favorite players. I would be interested. Now, Steve Kerr is a little, you know, he's a little out there. He loves to talk politics, and that's, you know, that can be annoying to me sometimes. But, I mean, Michael, it's about winning championships. I don't care if you're conservative or liberal. I just don't need to hear every other press conference during a after a practice. You gotta go off about the state of politics in the world. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I get confused easily though. Seriously, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't really want to hear it. I just want to hear about your basketball.
Brady, I'd like to talk about politics now.
No, you're not allowed to. What are you trying to fake me out, John Inferno? No, he hasn't been fired yet, unless I'm missing it. Do you guys want David Adelman? Would you hire? Would you keep him? You were of the mindset, Mike, that we should not move on, not make any crazy decisions, right?
I don't know. I mean, he could be very fireable. I mean, this was not a good performance. So you have to look, who do we blame? Do we think the players were just that bad, or do we think that the coach was not good enough to make the players, to get the
both.
Best out of the players?
Both.
If
That's
it's
why
both,
I think,
then you got to fire the coach.
Yeah, I think you
got
to.
If it's just the players, then you got to restart.
I think you move on from the coach. You dabble with this roster.
Say goodbye to the Jokic years.
Say goodbye to him?
Yeah, because guess what? It's going to take a while to build around Jokic, and he's going to be old.
I don't know, Mike. I mean, it might just take one piece. If you could get another star over here, I don't know how that happens. But
yeah, but Jordan's been retired for years.
There's more superstars than Michael Jordan. You need better shooters, but you need some defenders. You need nasty defenders. And when I say it's like everyone's on the table here, everything's on the table, obviously they're not going to move everybody. It's just everybody. We should be having a conversation about everyone. And if the Nuggets can get something for Jamal Murray, and maybe there's this solution, Michael. Maybe you get a point guard. Not even a great one. Just somebody who can handle the ball well. He doesn't have to be a great scorer. And you put Jamal Murray back at two. That's where he was at Kentucky. He's been a point guard with the Nuggets his whole career. But remember when they had Emmanuel Mudiay? Because they drafted Mudiay the year before, and then they drafted Jamal, and I thought, there you go. You're going to have Mudiay at one. Jamal at two, and then they moved on from Emmanuel Mudiay and shifted Jamal Murray over to the point guard position. He's been a fine point guard, man, but his first year as an all-star. I would be curious to see that. I'd also be curious to see if the Nuggets go get a real legitimate big man center and put him at five and Joker at four. Not that Joker's not a big man, a real legitimate big man center, but not on defense. You go get a five that can be a Rudy Gobert type player. Now, there's not many of those guys, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just better defensive minded. I'd be curious to see how that would work with Joker. Yeah, and I'm seeing Giannis a lot. I'm not as against it as I was. Oh, I'm telling you, when you see a series like this, you change your way of thinking, man. And if the Kroenkes aren't doing that today, then they don't care. When you lose a series like this, now if this was full straight up, Minnesota's healthy and Denver's healthy, and Denver loses the series, I mean, it sucks. But, you know, Minnesota's a good team that probably could go do some things, right? But when you lose to a team that lost so many of their key pieces before, during, and at, and before and during these playoffs, I guess it was during, and you still can't close, that's a problem. That is a big problem. And that's why these discussions are ramping up today. That's why we need to have deeper chats about who is this roster. Who is this roster right now? Because we don't really know. We know that they're not capable of probably at this stage of winning a meaningful series. I mean, they would have, let's say they survived last night. They were supposed to win, Michael. Everybody was out. And then they took it to another game to Denver, game seven to Denver, and they win that. Still supposed to. They probably would have got throttled by San Antonio. I would have been excited, you know, and build up and let's believe a little bit, but I think we probably would have gotten shell-shocked in that first quarter against San Antonio at this stage with the way the Nuggets are playing right now. Playoffs are different, man. Yeah, Smitty's saying the Nuggets need a Charles Oakley type guy, type to defend, rebound, and stop all the crap the Timberwolves brought to the floor. This is why I kind of like the Russell Westbrook idea last year. I know he was a liability at times. But that guy's going to go defensively. And here we are again, another playoff series loss to Minnesota, and the words coming out of my mouth are Russell Westbrook would have at least gone down swinging. I would have tried to bring him back. I still would have tried to bring him back. He said, Chris, wasn't Westbrook the number one guard? Not last year. No, he was actually, when it was all healthy, all systems go, Westbrook would come off the bench. And then it wasn't until they had some injuries where Westbrook would start. He started a couple of games with Jamal. But no, it was Jamal 1, Christian Brown 2, and then Russ coming off the bench. 40 minutes after the hour, Michael, we are overdue for a break here. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour, I want to thank Renaissance Insurance for being a big-time sponsor here on The Whole Show. They are a fiercely independent insurance brokerage with a regional presence, extensive national resources, and a passion for developing advantageous insurance solutions for clients. That's Renaissance Insurance, formed by two UNC Bears alumni over 20 years ago. Give them a call, 970-674-8825, or visit team-rig.com. They're the go-to for Weld and Larimer County for farming operations as well. So Renaissance Insurance, one of many of their go-tos, I should say. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, how are we feeling about the Avalanche matchup with the Minnesota Wild? Obviously, that's a good team. Found a way. I was kind of hoping that series was going to go seven, but the Wild found a way to get it done.
I've made my predictions for all the games.
Okay.
It's Friday.
You got it going to seven?
I have them going to seven. I think they're going to lose the first one.
Really?
They're going to win the second one, lose the third one.
Whoa.
So they're going to be down 2-1.
They're going to be down 2-1. Panic button time.
No.
No, of course not.
They're going to win games three. Games four and five.
Five.
So they're going to be up 3-2. Game six is going to go to the Wild. Game 7 will be won by the app.
That is about as back and forth of a series as you can get, Michael.
Yeah, the only more back and forth is even odd, but I have the Avs winning 2 in a row.
Okay. Well,
I'd like to see a sweep. I'd like to see the Avs get out the broom and
I don't know if that's going to be tough.
Take care of the ice, get the
Is there
like
any fear? Is there any fear?
Shovel.
Any concern that they drop the ball here? Or are you that confident that they'll get through the Wild?
I think they will get through the Wild.
I mean, obviously you have it going 6,
I would understand if they lose. The Wild are very good.
They're really good.
The Wild have been a thorn in the side.
Mm-hmm.
It could happen.
It could happen. But the way the Avs are playing, does the time off affect hockey players like it does in other sports?
I mean, it can. It can affect you mentally.
Yeah, I mean, because you just had like especially like Scott Wedgwood, who's just been locked in. You know, you wonder if that messes with his mindset at all.
I mean, goalies are like kickers.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of it's a mental game.
Sure. First Advantage text lines 888-530-0043. All right, Mike. So we're going to do this for the rest of the summer. Every Friday at 1 o'clock, we'll be reviewing sports movies. And what are we doing next week? Another baseball movie? Are we doing Trouble with the Curve? Because that was what came in second on the votes.
Oh, I thought we were revoting every week.
We can, but there's something fishy going on with my ex account. Every time I do a poll, I see that people vote, and then when I refresh, the stats aren't there. So I actually reached out. I have not gotten anything back yet, but I keep putting polls out, and I'm sitting here across from Tanner and Danson, and they're voting on it, and it's not registering. I'm not seeing the vote. So we're going to have to do it through the text line to vote on what we're watching next. So we had 8 Men Out, Trouble with the Curve, and For Love of the Game.
Yeah, but next week has to be a comedy.
It does?
Yeah, next week's a baseball comedy. There are a lot of baseball comedies out there.
Okay, baseball comedy.
Yes.
Baseball comedy. So give me
I need to go find that list I came up with.
Yeah, give me the list that you said you sent me, but you never sent me.
Yeah, because I was going to...
Nah, I found it. You have Bull Durham versus The Sandlot versus A League of Their Own. You don't have Major League in here. The hell's wrong with you?
I believe Major League is in 2 weeks.
That's not a comedic baseball movie.
Yeah, but in 2 weeks, we get another comedic.
So we do two comedic
drama,
baseball movies? No.
Comedy, drama, comedy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you do have Major League in here. Okay, so the
we could put Major League in the vote.
Yes, 12:49
between four. Okay. I'm not opposed to that.
Okay, we'll look at Bull Durham, The Sandlot, or A League of Their Own. So there we go. That's what we're voting.
And keep
on.
In mind, I have not seen Bull Durham.
I have not seen that one. I've seen the other two though.
I have seen the other two. They're both good.
Yeah, both good. All right, 12:49 time. We'll take a quick break here. We've got the review coming up. The Natural, Derbs, the Dude Down the Hall, and Mike Danson with himself going to join us. Let's see what they thought. I think Mike was like us. He hadn't seen The Natural either, so this is our first time watching it. How are you reviewing it, Hooligans? Start it, bench it, or cut it? We'll be right back.
All year, you heard the Broncos, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL, and KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Michael, we'll put the Nuggets talk on a shelf for a bit. We'll get back at it on Monday and get prepared for, well, maybe we're going to have the Avs Wild Game 1 on Sunday. Maybe. So we'll see. Our first official Brady and Michael review movies in the summer because there's not as much going on segment thing coming up. We review The Natural. Your thoughts, Hooligans. Have you seen it? That's coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.